8th overall in so the Lake Division.
This division is 2A and 3A.
Yeah, we got
and
two.
And 4A.
Yeah, Kinko has went to the tier division, so they got two divisions mixed, 2A, 3A, 4A throughout. Top division this year is the Crest. Lake Washington atop that, along with Mount Si. Hmm. In the Lake Division, Mercer Island has really been the class of the league all year at 11-1 in the league. Cedar Crest right there at 6-5 with a couple of really close losses. A three-point loss to Lindbergh earlier in the year, thought to be one of the top teams contending in 2A. And then tonight we'll take on Foster, who comes into the game in third place, looking to inch closer to the top themselves.
9-2 record.
9-2. Foster hoping to secure the second seed into the league tournament, which would give them a home game and a chance to advance to play Renton for the league championship.
When would that take place?
Those games will be next week, and then after that we will go into the district tournament. Red Wolves looking right now like they will be slotted somewhere on that most likely 4-5 game for the district tournament. There will be 9 teams in that tournament. The top 2 will go out to the regional round, and then from there on to state. So only 2 bids this year. Last year, this was a 3-bid district, and this year that third bid swings back to one of the other districts. So back to 2 this year. It'll be the winner of the tournament and then the team that comes out of the bottom, who wins the final sort of loser out winner to regionals game. That was a game the Red Wolves played in 2 seasons ago, back when they were still in the Northwest Conference. That was up in District 1.
So it sounds like there's been a lot of switching around in different conferences. And
absolutely, absolutely. A lot of changes recently. Cedar Crest, always in an interesting spot, trying to find the right fit based on enrollment as a 2A school surrounded by almost all 3A schools.
Yeah.
Anywhere within, you know, roughly a 45-minute drive here of the Valley, all larger schools, and so it's been a bit of a challenge over really most of the time Cedar Crest has been in existence to find kind of that fit with league and then competitive balance, especially in boys team sports, especially football and boys basketball.
Totally. Well, I'm glad to see there's some effort and consideration going into that, unlike when we were in high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, much better system.
Just go out there and play.
Yeah. Much better system now. Red Wolves hoping to make a push through that district tournament. If they're able to get a win in that first game, would then have a chance to most likely take on that top seed there for the ranked play for the district championship.
Oh, we've got some inflatable, what do you call those things?
That's a great question.
Inflatable noisemakers?
I feel like I've heard them called boomsticks.
Yeah,
maybe?
Boomsticks, that's it. Yeah.
They're pulling out all the stops tonight here, Morgan.
Got to. You know, when you're playing one of the top teams, you got to look for other motivations and influences, right, in the game. You got to make this place loud.
Absolutely.
Like our Seahawks. The Cedar Crest 12, or I guess it'd be the sixth man. I'm excited. This is going to be awesome. Glad you stoked the fire under this, JJ.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to this for quite a while. About to get the starting lineups here. About 5 minutes here on the warm-up clock as the Red Wolves and the Bulldogs get set.
Man, I have this urge to get down there. I'm gonna go shoot. Get my warm-up on.
Oh, yeah. Once you see a couple go through the net.
Right. I can still do that. I can still shoot pretty good. I go shoot baskets every once in a while. I still got my shot, but I don't know how I'd do in a game situation.
That's the challenge. One of the things Morgan may have a chance to find out next year, there is the annual alumni game that Coach Joe has hosted for a number of years. One of the most fun events of the season every year.
I've thought about it for the last few years. Joe has definitely been pushing me to do it and also to, you know, bring some other Cedar Crest alum that are my age. And I've talked to a couple. And they're interested, but, you know, it's all timing, and it's usually in the holidays.
Yeah.
December, yeah.
It is. It is, yeah.
But next year I'm going to put it on the calendar. I definitely want to do it.
The big challenge is those recent graduates coming back.
Yeah.
And then got guys with a little bit fresher legs than some of us old-timers.
Well, yeah, speaking of the fresher legs, like one of the first games I came up and checked out here last year, that was one of the first things I thought was, man, these kids are fast.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I couldn't believe that at one point in time I was that fast.
It's hard to think of that, isn't it?
It is. They're quick. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how I'd do in a game situation.
I think the oldest guys we had this year, there were two guys from my class of 04 that came out, and I'm pretty sure they were representing as the oldest alumni in the game this year.
How old would that be?
40.
Oh, okay.
40.
Okay,
yep.
Right on.
Yep.
All right.
Couple guys. Yeah, I think both had just turned 40. Yeah, both couple class of 04 guys. So
I'm going to be 45
good
here
mix.
Soon. So next year I'd be 45. Come out.
That'd be great. Yeah, it's nice to have had quite a few classes come through now. A lot of classes.
I'll be the guy that hangs out at the 3-point line and dishes.
That's what I was saying.
I'll drain
well.
One if I'm wide open. Cherry picking for sure. I don't think I could make it down the court too many times. But I got almost a whole year here to work out.
That's the key.
I need to get in form. That's good. It'll motivate me. You know, when you get older, you need motivation, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bulldogs come into this game off of 4 straight wins.
Uh-oh.
Really lighting it up offensively as well. A 99-62 win over Juanita. Followed up by an 80-60 win over Hazen. Went into the Metro League and beat Lakeside 96-68. And then handled Newport 94-28.
So they're averaging
in their
like
last
90
game.
A game.
Over the last four, about 90 a game for the Bulldogs as they come in. They did drop a contest to Mercer Island, again, who leads the league, 65-53. And also fell earlier this year to Lindbergh, 56-48.
Well, those are the top three teams, right? There are four teams, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They are. Those are definitely the top of the league this year with those teams. Cedar Crest has had a lot of bright spots this season, had a great showing in the Surf and Slam tournament in San Diego, making it to the championship game
before
falling to a team from Kentucky. A couple of good wins the first couple of days in San Diego for
Coach
Joe.
How many games do you play in that tournament?
Three, yep. All right, about a minute away here. Coaches are getting acquainted with the officials over on the far sideline.
Have the Red Wolves had they beaten anybody prominent this year? Gotta go to the
most of the wins that Cedar Crest has had this year, I would say, have been over teams that are below them in the standings.
Yeah. Well, good. You gotta win those games.
Yeah. Cedar Crest has absolutely been looking for that signature win. You're absolutely right, Morgan.
Well, maybe this is it.
This could absolutely be the opportunity. Got to stand up to Cancer Night. Got a pink out in the crowd. Got Valley 104.9 live on the air. What could be better?
Woo. The stars are aligning.
Starting lineups about to get going here for both teams. Cedar Crest will be without Colt Foster tonight. And the Bulldogs will go without Jamari Smith and Amar Masick.
You have a pen.
Tonight is our annual Coaches versus Cancer Night. An opportunity for our players, coaches, and community to come together in support of those affected by cancer. This game is about more than basketball. It's about standing with survivors, honoring loved ones, and supporting families currently facing this fight.
Former coach Jeff LeBlanc on the public address system right now, giving a little background on the Stand Up to Cancer Night here and what that's meant for Cedar Crest basketball.
Your generosity tonight helps ensure no one has to face this journey alone.
Thank you for being a part of this meaningful cause and for showing the strength of our Cedar Crest community.
Always a worthy cause and an awesome opportunity to raise some money as well. Starters tonight for Cedar Crest is going to go with the seniors, Thomas Davenport and Tyler Hall, along with Landon Swenson, the freshman Josh Moore, and then the dynamic sophomore Sam Henry.
In a positive manner. In an effort to promote positive sportsmanship, signs, noisemakers, and abusive language and or behavior will not be tolerated and are not permitted. The bang sticks that you guys have may only be used at halftime, not during the game, not during live parts of the game, not during free throws, or you will be escorted out.
Rules.
Very serious about the rules here at Cedar Crest Morgan.
We encourage you as fans to exhibit the highest level of sportsmanship towards officials, coaches, and participants. Now for our starting lineups. For the visiting Bulldogs, he's number 2, Mello Hussein. And for the Rebels, he's a senior 6 foot, number 3, Tyler Hall. And for the Bulldogs, number 15, Ridian Battersby. And for the Rebels, he's a 5'9" sophomore, number 5, Samuel Embry. And for the Bulldogs, number 21, Tello Senna. And for your Rebels, he's a 6'3" senior, number 2.
All right, starting lineups getting announced right now. The Bulldogs will go with the sophomore guard, Amir Hussein, at one spot, along with the 6'3" junior, Ridian Battersby, the 6'2" senior, Keba Senna, number 24, the 6'6" senior, Kedar Abdullahi, will round out the lineup for the Bulldogs.
The officials for tonight's lineups are Steve Landrow, Michael McFadden, and Scott Campbell. Visiting Bulldogs, coached by Jerry Petty, assisted by Clyde Travis.
I think we're going to get a national anthem here.
Assisted by Paul Valenzuela, Steve Pike, J.J. Subin, Lance Davenport, Rod Pena. At this time, as we honor America, would you please stand, remove your hats, join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic in which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, justice for all.
All right. No anthem tonight. Band not in the house for the Red Wolves.
Where's the band?
You know, that's a great question, Morgan. The band makes it to a handful of games each season, but they are not a presence at every Red Wolves home game. Decent student section tonight for Cedar Crest. The students rise to their feet.
We need these boomsticks, then, dude. Get rid of those boomstick rules.
No boomsticks during gameplay.
Only halftime.
Only at halftime. You can wave them, you can't boom them.
It's going to be interesting.
All right, it'll be Davenport and Abdullahi jumping it up in the center circle here for the Red Wolves and Bulldogs as we're about to get going. And it'll be Foster controlling the opening tip. Mygia Rigney brings the ball up to the Bulldogs, picked up by Emery at half court. Red Wolves deal with the ball screen from Battersby. Inside, easy layup for number 24, Kedar Abdullahi, with the first two of the night for the Bulldogs. Ball up the court quick. Tyler Hall for a quick two from the elbow, no good. Rebound down to Garfield. Quickly into the front court come the Bulldogs, and it's a travel. Hussein didn't have control, walked with the basketball. Can't do that, Morgan.
They still call that.
They still call it at this level. It's good to see. I love these kids to lock into the fundamentals. No doubt about that, Morgan.
That's not getting called in the NBA, for sure.
Absolutely not. Emery brings the ball across half court. Picked up by Rigney. Man-to-man defense here from the Bulldogs to start. High screen from Davenport. Rigney works through. Emery down to the baseline. Ball around to Moore. Out top to Hall. Won't pull it. Dribble drive in off the glass. No good. Rebound down to Battersby, but he stepped in from out of bounds. It's going to be Cedarcrest basketball.
So you got to do. You got to take it to the hoop early.
Like to see an early drive from Hall. He's been a little cold from behind the arc. Love to see him see it go through, maybe get to the free throw line. Baseline out of bounds, and that's taken away by the Bulldogs. Quick timeout for the Garfield bench was called. And they're going to maintain possession here on the turnover. Can't give a team this talented extra opportunities, Morgan. Got to limit the giveaways.
I think that'll be key tonight for sure. They got to attack just like number three did there. Attack early. Get them on the back of their feet. Opens everything up, right?
Absolutely.
Take those easy shots, too, before you start draining threes.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a Cedarcrest offense that is best when it works inside out, whether that is through the big man Davenport or on the drive and kick game from Tyler Hall and the other talented guards that Coach Joers has. All right, Rigney across here for the Bulldogs as we get going again. Picked up by Moore this time. Moore pestering defense.
Good defense.
Ball screen. Kick to Battersby. He drives back to the top. Around to Abdullahi. Nothing doing. Ball out high to Hussein. Works the dribble against Emery. Back to Abdullahi. Free throw line jumper. Good.
Not much you can do against that.
Kebasena, that was Kebasena on the one dribble pull up there. Absolutely right, Morgan. That's good offense. Bulldogs extending some pressure now. Moore gets it across to Emery. Emery down in the corner to Landon Swenson. Swenson dribbles back to the top. Kicks to Moore. Thomas Davenport looking for space on the side on the seal. Not going to give it to him. Dribble around Moore. Swenson at the elbow. Looked like he took steps. Not called. Kick right out to Emery. 10 on the shot clock. Deep look. Tyler Hall for three. No good. Off the back iron. Rebounds down to the Bulldogs and Hussein. Quickly into the front court. Up to Kebasena. Off the glass. Quick two. And it is 6-0 here. Early in the first 2 minutes for Foster. Ball across. Picked up again. Pestering defense from the Bulldogs. Emery floater. No good. Swenson with the hard-fought rebound. Kicks to Hall, off the glass, no good again. Rebound down to Senna. Senna works it into the front court. Rigney for three, off the wing, good. 9-0 run for Garfield to start, and that's going to prompt a 30-second timeout from head coach Joe Ayers for the Red Wolves.
You got to stop that. Yeah, they're quick. It's Foster Bulldogs.
They are really working. They are really working that middle third of the court. Morgan, they are moving the ball with the pass quickly. When they get a rebound, they are pushing misses at Cedarcrest right now.
They're a good fast break team. I can tell that already. But see, on the highlight for Cedarcrest, they're taking shots. They're getting in there. They're just not going in yet.
Shots are not falling yet. Coach Joer has got to be talking to the team right now about how to slow down that fast break from the Bulldogs that has been so potent here in these first few minutes.
Yeah, the couple times they got him in zone here, the zone looked pretty good. It wasn't too many holes. So, yeah, they got to slow him down, keep him in that zone.
All right, back in action here. Emery across half court, picked up by Battersby. Long defender down to Hall in the corner. Good look from the high post from Davenport, but the ball's deflected away by Battersby and stolen by the Bulldogs. Here comes Kebasena back into the front court. One dribble. He is a long, impressive athlete. First looks no good. Put back by Abdullahi, no good. Again, no good. Looks like we're going to get a foul. Good position by Davenport, and he takes the hit. Foul is called on number 21, Kebasena, for Foster. Cedarcrest is going to take possession.
It's a good battle right there. The big boys going at it.
Love the effort from Davenport against these long, talented, athletic bigs from Foster. Ball comes into Emery. Bulldogs stick with the man-to-man. High screen for Tyler Hall. Kicks high post to Davenport. Davenport looks to work the screen now. Over on the side for Emery. Emery back up top to Swenson. Nothing there. No position for Davenport. Abdullahi giving him good work down low. Ooh. Josh Moore for three. Long from the wing. That was NBA range.
Yeah, that was 32 feet at least.
Needed that. Bulldogs quickly back into the front court. Look to respond. Amir Hussein out top, kicks the ball to Rigney. Rigney for a long three. It's good. The quick answer from number 22, Myjir Rigney, a sophomore, with an impressive splash to make it 12-3 here with 4:34 counting on the first quarter clock. Red Wolves back into the front court with Moore. He's going to look to give another one. No good. Off the back iron this time. Ball is deflected away. It looked like it went off the Bulldogs, but they're going to say that it's going to be Foster basketball on the loose ball out of bounds on the baseline.
I don't know about that.
First substitute of the night here for Cedar Crest.
But there's no replay.
No replay at the high school level. It's sophomore Colton Pipe in for Tyler Hall. Ball comes across as Cedar Crest works the zone. Bulldogs inside, blocked by Davenport. Kadar Abdullahi tried to go up, and Davenport sent it away down the baseline. Battersby inbounds for the Bulldogs now. It is Rigney driving through the baseline, kicks it back around out top, jab step for Senna. Kicks into the corner for Rigney, no good this time, off the front iron. Josh Moore down with the rebound, quickly up for Cedar Crest, looking to push the action. Kicks over to the side to Emery. Emery, dribble drive off the screen. Back to Moore. Moore looks inside. Landon Swenson for two. Great look by Moore on that.
There's some good basketball.
Great ball movement by the Red Wolves, who now extend the pressure into the front court. Bulldogs ping pong the ball back and forth. Josh Moore now guards Rigney closely. Davenport on Battersby at the elbow. Amir Hussein looks for the ball screen. Emery picks up. Drive and kick around, and we're going to get a travel here. Another turnover on the Bulldogs.
Two travels in one quarter.
Number 21, Kevin Senna that time with the violation, and it's going to be Cedar Crest basketball here, trailing 12-5 with 3:27 left on the first quarter clock. Emery bringing the ball over half court here for Cedar Crest. Davenport looks for the screen, not going to use it. Drive and kick to Swenson. Swenson dribble drive, floater up, no good. Rebound down to Foster, and that's going to be a foul on Landon Swenson. Frustration foul there, Morgan.
Well, you know, sometimes you need that. At least he's hustling, right? Going after that ball.
First team foul on Cedar Crest, first on Swenson.
It's a good one to give.
Foster inbounds, and it'll be Rigney. Myjir Rigney bringing it up. Works around Moore at the top, throws up a layup off the glass. Looked like that ball was touched when it was in the cylinder, but no call. Follow won't go. Rebound down to Davenport. Davenport kicks to Moore. Moore into the front court. Dribble not there. Goes to Emery and back. Now down low to Swenson. Swenson, turnaround. Up, no good. Davenport looks at the rebound. Not there. Deflected away. Foster pulls it down, and it's Rigney. On the look to Battersby. Wide open layup. It's good. 14-5. Foster leads. 2:40 and counting. Davenport inbounds to Moore as the Red Wolves break the pressure. Great look there to Swenson. And Cedar Crest with the quick answer. 14-7 as the Red Wolves have stabilized the game a little bit on the offensive end. Amir Hussein works it into the front court now for the Bulldogs, who throw the ball over the top of the Cedar Crest zone. Colton Pipe picking up number 11. Michael Hostin in the game now for Foster also. Shot up from Abdullahi, no good. Rebound deflected around and out to Davenport, who gives to Emery. Hussein picking up in the backcourt. Pestering Emery. Good ball pressure defense from the Bulldogs here early. Ball goes into the high post. Davenport looking to make something happen. Gives back to Emery at the handoff. 10 on the shot clock. Ball goes around to Moore out top. Jab step. Dribble drive. Left side. Blocked out of bounds.
It's a good take. Being aggressive.
6 on the shot clock, 1:50 on the first quarter clock here as a couple more subs are going to enter the game here for the Red Wolves.
Where is it? I can't find it on
there. Moore inbounds to Zach Mueller now in the game. Mueller to Pipe, throws it up good, and the foul. Colton Pipe from the mid post on the nice feed from Zach Mueller just into the game on the baseline out of bounds. And it is 14-9 with Pipe headed to the free throw line here with 1:47 left on the first quarter clock. Number 42, Brody Grapp also in the game now for the Red Wolves. Shot from the wing, no good from Rigney as Foster pushes the ball into the front court quickly. Cedarcrest down with the defensive rebound. Moore brings the ball across between the rings. Tyler Hall, top of the circle. Nothing there, gives it back. Moore, dribble to the wing. Nothing there, picked up by Rigney. Tight man-to-man defense here from the Bulldogs. Thrown opposite over, Colton Pipe for three, just off the back iron. Good fight for the rebound. And it's gonna stay here with the Red Wolves. 1:14 left here on the first quarter clock. It'll be Moore to inbound for Cedarcrest. That is stolen away. Michael Hostin dribbles into the front court. Layup is good. Contact, no call there. Good defense from Tyler Hall, but the layup goes. Red Wolves push quickly into the front court. And Mueller stepped out of bounds on the sideline just in front of the student section. That's going to be another Cedarcrest turnover. Hussein back into the game for the Bulldogs. He comes in for Rigney, who will take a seat for the final minute of the first quarter here. Number five, Tanner Simpson, also into the game for Foster. Hostin brings it across between the rings, tries to throw it to the wing, stolen away. Over to Moore, off the wing for three, it's good! 16-12 with 48 seconds left on the first quarter clock. Bulldogs back into the front court. Battersby on the feed. Fall away jumper, no good. Rebound down to the Bulldogs, and they're going to get a foul. That's a tough call. It's going to be a loose ball foul on Josh Moore, going for the rebound. Both guys jumping in the air, that's a tough call. It'll be Foster ball on the baseline, out of bounds. 16-12 leading here with 38.4 left on the first quarter clock. It'll be Ridian Battersby to inbound. Line set from Foster here, comes into Hussein. Man-to-man defense from the Red Wolves on this possession. Moore looks to tap from behind, not there. Gave up the position, had to help, and Abdullahi made him pay. Another two, 18-12 Foster, under 30 seconds on the game clock now. Moore's gonna get called. No, he's not. No, he's not. It looked like he may have extended there for the offensive foul, but they're gonna call the grab before that, and that foul's gonna go against number 11, Michael Hostin, as Moore draws the foul. Hall inbounds to Mueller. 20 seconds left on the clock. Mueller tries to drive baseline, dribbles it off the Bulldogs, and it's going to stay here. Baseline out of bounds again for the Red Wolves with 19 seconds left on the first quarter clock. It'll be Moore this time inbounding. Looks for Pipe. Pipe, dribble drive into the mid post, off the glass, no good. Comes down to Abdullahi, kicks into the front court for Hostin. Hostin, dribble, feed. Layup, good. Tanner Simpson, 20-12, Foster. Last 5 seconds of the first quarter as Josh Moore brings it across. Looks to get it up, and he draws a foul. 0.8 seconds left, and Josh Moore is going to go to the line for two here with a chance to pull the Red Wolves back within six.
This is where all that practice and free throws comes in handy.
Got to cash these in a tough game like this, any time, but especially in a tough game like this when points are coming at a premium, Morgan.
Definitely. They're getting the shots off. They're just not going in.
Good opportunity here for Moore to put two more on the board here for the Red Wolves before the first quarter clock expires. The lefty freshman takes a dribble, spins the ball up, and good.
There's one.
This kid has been a real injection of energy for the Cedarcrest program this year, coming in as a freshman. Outstanding ball handler. Good shooter, still developing his game in a lot of ways, and knocks down the second.
Oh, he's clutch right there.
20-14 as full court heaves, not going to fall for the Bulldogs, and that's the end of the first quarter. It is Foster 20 and Cedarcrest 14 here at the end of the first quarter from Cedarcrest High School.
Yeah, I'd imagine Coach Ayers right now is letting the kids know that, you know, they're shooting, they're hustling. Shots will go down. You just got to keep putting them up. But Foster, this is a good team. They're a very athletic group. You can tell they fill the lanes really well too on the fast break. I know that because they've got at least half those points are on fast breaks.
Absolutely skilled, talented Foster team. Lots of athleticism from that group. Coach Joe Ayers, no doubt, talking to the Red Wolves right now about a way to slow down Foster in transition. One more game this year in the regular season for Cedar Crest, another makeup contest that will happen on Saturday against the Interlake Saints.
Ooh, Interlake. I remember them.
And then after that, it'll be off to the district tournament.
I'll definitely not mention on air what we used to call Interlake.
No dump button right now, Morgan.
Yeah, no, we probably shouldn't do that.
All right, second quarter about to get going here. It's going to be the Red Wolves inbounding the ball. Ball comes into Moore looking for Mueller, but it's knocked away. That's going to be a turnover. Kebasena with the takeaway for Foster as they steal the possession right back to begin the second quarter. It's Hall, Mueller, Pipe, Moore, and Grapp for the Red Wolves. Dribble drive there, and it's Tanner Simpson drawing the foul. He's going to go to the line for two, as Moore didn't quite have position there.
These young men from Foster, they know how to drive the basketball, that's for sure. He got in there with, I mean, from the three-point line into the key there in two steps.
There have been a couple of those. A lot of long, athletic players on this Foster team, Morgan, as Simpson, first free throw is up and good. The second free throw up for the sophomore, off the back iron, no good, but that deflects, ooh, out of bounds. That's gonna stay here, I think. He originally pointed for Cedar Crest, but I think he's adjusted here.
That was the right adjustment. That was definitely not
absolutely. Absolutely. We're gonna stay here with the Bulldogs here on the baseline. Austin's gonna inbound, Cedar Crest picking up man, looking to go inside. Abdullahi trying to work around Mueller, and he walked with the basketball. That's three, Morgan.
Three travels.
We need to get a travel counter in here.
Oh, we got it, dude. We're at three. I'm counting for sure. I'm just glad they still call it.
Bulldogs extending the pressure now. Full court defense from Foster here as Pipe looks to inbound up the side and turnover. Deflected off Hall. That's taken away by number five, Tanner Simpson, and he goes all the way in for the layup. 23-14, Foster. 7:28 and counting here as the Bulldogs put on the pressure again. It's Grapp into the front court looking for Hall. Hall goes for the layup, drew contact, and he's going to go to the line. The Foster fans in front of us don't like that call at all, but I think it's the right one, Morgan.
I would agree. He definitely knew he was going to foul.
That foul is going to go against number 11, Michael Hostin. The sophomore picks up his second. The senior Hall to the line for the Red Wolves. Looks for the first, nice. And it's good.
Swish.
Nothing but net on the first one. 23-15 here with 7:21 left on the first second quarter clock.
Got to get these easy points here.
Red Wolves have shot the ball well from the free throw line tonight. More need to get more opportunities there.
I think free throws might come in. They can keep this game close. Those 1 points will add up.
Second free throw from Hall as he dribbles. And up and no good. Colton Pipe brings down the rebound, though, for the Red Wolves. Kicks it out top to Hall. Hall, pump fake to the side. Three-pointer, no, off the side of the iron. And it's going to be Brody Grapp drawing the foul there on Foster on the rebound. Working for position, was able to draw a holding foul on the Bulldogs.
Brody.
That's going to go against number 21, Kebasena.
Which kid's the band, Brody? 42?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's going to be piped inbound here onto the side. Moore in the corner working against Rigby. Not there. Goes to Hall. Tries to go inside, and it's taken away. Abdullahi with the steal. Kicks it into the front court. Kebasena, acrobatic layup, and the foul.
I hate to say it, but that was a nice play.
Impressive finish there from the athletic senior, Kebasena. 25-15 now with 7:04 as Senna goes to the line looking to extend the Bulldog lead. Coach Joe Ware is working the officials over on the far sideline. As Senna prepares, spins the ball for the free throw up and no good off the back iron. Rebound down to Davenport. Kicks to Moore. Moore quickly pushes the ball ahead over to the side to Pipe. pipe, dribble drive down the baseline, nothing there. Back out to Davenport, and it's stolen away. Again, it's Tanner Simpson. Drives down, up, and no good, but the foul drawn for Cabasena on the layup, and he's going to go to the line for two.
At least it ain't and one.
That ball hung up on the back iron and just rolled around and out. So it'll be Senna to the line for two here for Foster as he picks himself up off the deck. Foul went against Hall. That's his second three on the Red Wolves here in the second quarter as Senna's first free throw is up and good.
Yeah, Cedar Chris has got to figure out a way not to turn the ball over.
Got to cut down on the turnovers as Foster's pushed out to an 11-point lead now, 26-15. Second one is up and good for Senna, and he's going to exit the game. Meridian Battersby back in for the Bulldogs as Cedar Crest inbounds, trailing by 11 with 6:49 left here in the second quarter.
Still very much in this game. They just got to get some stops.
It is Pipe, Emery, Davenport, and stolen away. Quickly into the front court, taken by the Bulldogs. Mijir Rigney. It's Hussein now working the dribble against Sam Emery. He spins, dishes inside, off the window, and good. Kadar Abdullahi, the senior, for another two. 29-15, Foster. Brody Grapp works the ball into the front court. Gives to Davenport. Free throw line extended. Davenport out to Emery. Bulldogs really doing a great job of pushing the Cedar Crest offense out near half court here. They're not able to get anything initiated going toward the basket. That ball down in the corner is deflected away, but Battersby stepped out of bounds. It's going to be Cedar Crest ball down in the far corner with 9 seconds on the shot clock. 6:13 on the game clock here. Pipe, Grapp, Emery, Swenson, and Davenport for the Red Wolves. It'll be Pipe to inbound in the far corner. Davenport looks to go inside, taken away. That's Simpson again. Simpson ahead to Rigney. Rigney working against the smaller Grapp. Ball comes out of his hands and deflected off of Rigney. That's going to go to Cedar Crest.
That a boy, Brody.
Good play there by the sophomore Grapp.
Brody, that's my dude. I like Brody. Cedar Crest, I think they need to set some more screens. A lot of standing in the corner, not much movement. I believe that's probably why they've had quite a few turnovers.
A little stagnant on the offensive end. Mueller into the game now for the Red Wolves. Ball comes across into the front court. Bulldogs still picking up the pressure. Trap on Mueller on the side. Ball comes up and deflected out by the Bulldogs. Going to stay this way with Cedar Crest. The Foster defense has really picked up here in the last couple minutes, Morgan.
Oh, they're tenacious.
Ball kicked from Pipe to Mueller on the side. Gives back to Pipe. Takes it back out type with 15 on the shot clock to Sam Emery. Emery, high-low from Swenson. That's going to go. Layup from Zach Mueller. Cedar Crest ends the scoring drought. 29-17, 5:36 left and counting on the second quarter clock. Ball ahead. Quick three from Hussein. That's no good. Off the glass. Rebound down to Abdullahi, and he's going to draw the foul. That's Kadar Abdullahi. Offensive rebound.
I don't know about that, though.
Draws the foul. That's going to go against Mueller. That's his second. Trying to stop Abdullahi on the putback.
Was it five fouls you're out?
Yeah. Yep, five to disqualify here, Morgan. And then the new rule that came in last year in Washington high school basketball, as Abdullahi puts the first free throw up and good. The fouls no longer accumulate over the halves. They're by quarter, and the bonus is at five fouls with the automatic double bonus, as opposed to the old 7 and 10 with the single shot the double shot rule. Little change in high school basketball that's come in recently here in the Washington high school basketball game. 30-17 as Abdullahi looks for the second free throw up and good. 31-17, 5:29. And I think we're gonna get a warning here. I think we're gonna get a double warning here on Zach Mueller and Mijir Rigney, as some of the Foster fans start to voice their displeasure.
Yeah, better take a timeout. Calm the tension here.
Not sure if we got a warning or a double foul there, Morgan.
A
little bit difficult to tell.
Possession arrow is for Cedar Crest. Yeah, I'll say again what I just said, though. I feel like Searcrest, they need to set some screens, help get each other open. They got good ball movement. They're taking good shots, but I think there are a lot of standing in the corners and the top of the arch and not helping each other. You know what I'm saying?
Got to get some ball movement initiated. Got to find a way to get into the teeth of this Foster defense that has been so tenacious here, as you said, Morgan. All right, coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Mueller, Moore, Emery, Swenson, and Pipe for the Red Wolves. Mijir Rigney, Amir Hussein, Tanner Simpson, Ridian Battersby, and Qadar Abdullahi for the Bulldogs as they pick up the pressure again in the backcourt, in the frontcourt, excuse me. Pestering defense against Emery as he works the dribble against Hussein. Just gets it over the timeline, and the double team comes. We are going to get a held ball. Possession to the Bulldogs.
You got to watch that corner. You don't want to get trapped there.
That's another turnover for Cedarcrest as Foster is going to take the ball back, leading 31-17 with 5:18 here on the second quarter clock. Tanner Simpson comes across and kicks to Mijir Rigney. Quick three up and no good off the front iron. Rebound down to Colton Pipe. Pipe across to Emery and pressure comes again. Emery back to Pipe. Pump fake, no. Back to Emery on the wing. Emery pump fake and drive. Nothing there. Looks to Mueller. Mueller drive. Nothing there. Goes to Moore. Kick back out to Emery. Three balls. Good. 31-20. Foster leads by 11 here with 4:49 on the second quarter clock. Ball quickly into the front court. It's Tanner Simpson. Drives down the baseline. Up. No good, but they're going to get a foul. Simpson's going to go to the line for two. And the foul is going to go against number 24. Third foul against Zach Mueller, the junior for the Red Wolves. Simpson steps to the line. It looks like Thomas Davenport's going to come back in. Coach Joyce is going to go back to the big man here with Mueller picking up his third. First free throw is up and good. 32-20, Foster leads as Davenport re-enters the game and Mueller returns to the bench. Simpson dribbles, spins the ball in his hand. Second free throw is up and good. 33-20, Foster leads, and they're going to back the pressure off now and sink into the half court. Josh Moore gets it across, works against Hussein on the dribble. Referee's trying to reassert control of this game a little bit, I think, Morgan. Still 4:36 left here on the second quarter clock. That's going to be the third team foul on the Bulldogs here in the quarter. It's going to go against Hussein. Cedarcrest has already committed five here in the quarter with more than half the period to go. Pipe looks to inbound. Quick shot by Swenson. No good. That's knocked away by Tanner Simpson. Simpson ahead into the front court. That's going to go for Battersby, but they're going to call steps.
Another travel?
That's four.
Wow.
That was a true – that was a true NBA move.
Yes, definitely.
Bulldogs pick the pressure up again as Colton Pipe inbounds. Man-to-man defense now. Sam Emery working against Rigney. Rigney with a hand on his hip. Emery dribbles back around. Looks out top. Nothing there. Goes to Moore on the other side. Moore works against Hussein. Ball into the corner to Emery. Emery out top. Davenport looks for a back cut. Colton Pipe got it. There's some of that action you were talking about, Morgan.
Yeah, we need that action, though.
33-22, Foster leads as Mijir Rigney brings the ball across the half court. Tanner Simpson, pump fake, dribble, kicks it opposite. Battersby back up top, looks for Rigney. Rigney works against Emery. Back into the corner to Rigney. Rigney for Abdullahi, not there, but the ball bounces around and goes to the Bulldogs. It's Rigney on the putback, also not there. Davenport with the box out, looked for the foul, didn't get it. Another opportunity, and this one goes. Can't give a team like that second and third chances, Morgan. 35.
That was like fourth chance.
35-22, ball knocked away again from Emery. Back out on the break are the Bulldogs. Went off the backboard, but it wasn't there. Battersby, I think, was going for the highlight dunk there. It didn't happen. Offensive rebound again to Hussein. 37-22, and that's going to prompt another Red Wolves timeout from head coach Joe Ayers.
Yeah, if they're trying to alley-oop dunks, it's time to take a timeout.
Always a good indicator, Morgan.
Yeah, it definitely looked like he was trying to throw it off the backboard to his buddy.
Luckily for the Red Wolves, that didn't work out.
One of the worst feelings in the world is being dunked on. I don't know if you ever had the privilege of having that happen in your basketball days, but I was definitely dunked on multiple times, and it's really debilitating.
Builds character. They didn't get the highlight dunk. They did get the stick back, and it is 37-22. Foster leading here out of the Red Wolves timeout. 3:16 to go here in the second quarter. It's going to be Colton Pipe inbounding. A little token man-to-man pressure here extended by the Bulldogs. Colton Pipe looking to get it across half court. Tough pressure from Simpson, and that's a giveaway. Ball knocked away, Hussein to Rigney. Layup, good, and the foul. That's going to go against Pipe. 39-22 with the Bulldogs going to the line as they've really stretched out this lead now to 17.
Yeah, this is a good team. The Bulldogs are a good basketball team.
Been able to turn defense into offense quickly here against Cedar Crest over these last few minutes, really stretch out this lead. Rigney's free throw is up and no good off the back iron. Rebound down to Swenson for Cedar Crest. Pushes into the front court. Colton Pipe, dribble drive, and kick out to Sam Emery. Nothing there. Looks for Swenson inside. Swenson dribbles off his own leg. Ball was knocked away. Knocked away off Swenson's foot out of the baseline.
See, that's a fast break right there that they needed points off of.
Cedar Crest has not been able, you're absolutely right, Morgan, to complete those fast breaks. The Bulldogs, on the other hand, have completed theirs. That's one of the big differences in the game right now.
Well, you can see Cedar Crest had too many passes right there. I think they passed up the ideal shot.
Little overpassing. Little pressure here from Cedar Crest. Davenport and Pipe, but it's picked back up by Simpson. Simpson far side to Hussein. Hussein fake, dribble, layup, floater, no good. Down to Swenson. Swenson moves to Emery. Emery across half court for the Red Wolves. 2:30 on the second quarter clock. He goes to Moore. Moore out top. Pass to Davenport. Davenport handoff to Emery. Going to look for the three ball. That's good. Clean look from Sam Emery off the handoff from Thomas Davenport.
He knew it too. You see that? He did a little Steph Curry drop back.
39-25. Sam Curry with the three.
Yeah, right.
Hussein dribbles. Going to use the screen from Battersby. Kicks to Abdullahi. Working the half-court offense now. Handoff to number 20 now in the game. Romico Toms for the Bulldogs. Tanner Simpson, dribble drive, looks to kick. Stolen away by Moore. Moore quickly into the front court. Passes off to Pipe. Pipe, shot fake, no good on the three ball. Stick back goes from Swenson on the offensive rebound. 39-27, 1:41 and counting left on the second quarter clock. Cedar Crest pulls back to within 12 with five quick ones. Tanner Simpson, dribble all the way. Right down Broadway for the layup. 41-27, that can't happen, Morgan.
Yeah, he's got some skills, though. Oh, there you go. Oh.
Dribble, no good for Emery on the layup, looking to answer. Rebound down to Abdullahi. He works over to Hussein, who's going to bring it in now with just over a minute left.
There you go.
Moore again on the steal. Great defense out front. Converts the layup. 41-29, Foster leads. As Josh Moore turns defense into offense for the Red Wolves. Ball comes in to Ridian Battersby between the legs. Throws it opposite. Over to Hussein. Looks to bring it across with 1 minute here on the second quarter clock. 12-point lead for Foster. Tanner Simpson, dribble drive left, jab step, shot, good.
This kid's real good.
Good individual isolation offense there from Simpson. Ball comes into front court for Moore. Three ball rattles around and out. Collects his own rebound. That's knocked away, and we're going to get a foul. That's going to be Cedar Crest ball here as we're going to get a foul on Tanner Simpson there on the reach as he looked to knock that away.
Got to make these two free throws.
Second foul on Simpson. Fourth on the Bulldogs here in the quarter.
Cedar Crest can go into half here, down by 12, 10 points. It's not bad.
First free throw up and good by Moore. I thought that was going to be a baseline out of bounds. Called it on the shot. Hugh Reznow in the game for the Red Wolves for the first time, coming in for Zach Mueller, who takes a seat. Second free throw up and good. 43-31 with 40.2 left on the second quarter clock.
They got to get a stop here. Get a stop, get another pass.
Toms inbounds to Rigney. Picked up full court by Moore, pestering. Rigney dribbles with the left hand. Jump, pass, off the foot of Davenport and out of bounds. That's going to stay here. Foster ball with 21 left on the shot clock, 31 seconds left on the game clock here in the second quarter. Ridian Battersby to inbound. Ball comes all the way out top. That's going to be Rigney on the catch. Looking to use the ball screen from Abdullahi. A lot of dribbling here from Rigney. Step through shot, knocked away by Davenport. Deflected around to Josh Moore. 17 seconds left and the Red Wolves can hold for the final shot.
Gotta make this count.
Big possession here for Cedar Crest. Moore rejects the screen, dribbles right and through, kicks to Swenson. Pump fake over to Emery, shot, no good. Off the backboard, Swenson, rebound is going to go. 43-31 as the second quarter comes to an end. Romeo Toms heaves, not going to go at the whistle, and it would have counted anyway as he did not get that off. It is 43-31. Foster, 43-33. Thank you, Morgan. 43-31. Foster leads over Cedar Crest.
That last basket is big time.
Seven-point flurry from the Red Wolves to close the second quarter and keep themselves in this game.
Totally. Going into halftime, only 10 down. I mean, I'll be honest, they should be down by more than 10.
Great finish there from Cedar Crest.
So going into halftime down by 10, that's definitely some motivation. Hopefully Coach Ayers captures that in there. I'm sure he will.
These
boys know that they're not out of this game. You know, they just got to lock it down a little bit, stop the fast breaks from happening, get a couple turnovers, help each other out again. I'll say it again. I mean, I need to see some screens here. You know, get your body in the way.
A little physicality.
Open it up for your buddy. Oh, yeah, physicality as well. You know, it lets the other team, your opponent, know that, you know, you're here. You're here to play some hardball.
10.
Seacrest has got some big bodies, too.
Absolutely. 10-point lead for the Bulldogs here over Cedar Crest at the half as the Papa Shot competition gets going here.
The some future of Cedar Crest.
Some of the kids
right
in attendance,
on
one of the favorites.
That kid's going, wow, good job, buddy. You almost got it. One thing I noticed real quick about one of the games I came up here for is I don't know when this went away, but back in the day when I was playing high school basketball, when somebody airballed, the gymnasium let them know that they airballed. You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I noticed that doesn't happen anymore.
Cut down on that one a little bit. Yeah. They've cut down on that one a little bit, no doubt.
It's good, because that's pretty debilitating, too, as I think back. You know, we've all airballed.
Couple of good shots here from the kids on the Papa Shot. Got a couple of 2 liters of soda going out. I know the parents have got to be happy about that. Ooh, that one doesn't go.
Is that what those 2 liters are for? I saw all those sitting over there.
I think they are collecting money, yep, for the Coaches versus Cancer tonight. So I think they're, a little past the hat fundraiser. Got the Papa Shot going as well. I might have to go down and get a shot, see what they got over there for soda. Any of those look any good? Ten-point lead from the Bulldogs. This is a fast, athletic, defensive-minded group from Foster. They have used that defense to push out to a 10-point lead here. 7-0 run for Cedar Crest to end the half, which is keeping them in the game right now.
Oh, that was huge. It was good to see at the end there that got some things in motion, got some things working. Because this Foster team, like you're saying there, you can tell these boys have played together for a while. They're all on the same page. They know each other's motions and where they're going to be on the court. And they're fast break. They're super talented fast break team. I think they've probably made 60-70% of their fast break shots.
Very efficient on the break, definitely, Morgan. They've a lot of open layups, a lot of opportunities at the free throw line as well. Off of those fast break layups. Got some of the high schoolers out now putting up some shots.
JJ, why don't you tell the listeners about your connection with Cedar Crest basketball?
Yeah, thanks, Morgan. It's been fun to be involved the last handful of years up here as one of the assistant coaches to head coach Joe Ayers. Fun now to be able to get these games on the radio. It's been great to have an inside view of the program the last handful of years. We've had some solid teams. Cedar Crest, 2 seasons ago, as we said, was 1 game away from the state tournament.
Yeah.
Ranked for most of the season inside the top 5 in 2A. In all of the polls and rankings that came out throughout the year, as well as the RPI, one of the better teams in program history.
Well, I would agree. I came and checked that team out a couple times that season, 2 years ago. Yeah, that was impressed.
Coach Red
Harris,
Wolves.
Coach Harris and yourself and the rest of the coaching staff did an amazing job with that team. They have some real talent on that team for sure.
Great group that year and a little bit
of... A lot of lefties.
I noticed there was a lot of left-handers.
Yep. Looking to recreate some of that success here throughout the rest of this year, and then as we go forward as well, still a relatively young nucleus for the Red Wolves. There are still three sophomores rostered on the varsity right now. Colt Foster, again, who's not playing tonight, but is a regular varsity contributor as a sophomore, as well as point guard Sam Emery, also a sophomore, and Colton Pipe.
Hey, you got a freshman on there too, Josh Moore.
Moore, the freshman as well, and a good group of sophomores as well on that JV squad. A couple of players that the Red Wolves will definitely look to be contributors in the future as this nucleus solidifies itself and looks to make that push back to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Davenport, as well as Hall, have been the main contributors offensively for this senior group. Landon Swenson has really come on lately, making a name for himself in this game as well with a couple nice offensive rebounds and putbacks. Hugh Resnow's checked in as well, the final senior of the group.
Well, it's continual building, you know, it's what it is in any high school or college sport, for that matter, or middle school even. You're continually building new classes, new students, new athletes. And I think Coach Ayers has done an amazing job here from what I've seen over the years of his tenure and turning the basketball program into something competitive, right?
Absolutely.
Because I think I mentioned earlier, yeah, when I was a senior, we were not competitive. We won one game. JJ, my junior and senior year, one game. And that was in my senior year. But like I said, we tried hard. You played basketball, right, here at Cedar Crest?
I didn't play basketball at Cedar Crest. I remember coming to the camps many years, that youth camp. That was, I think, the first time I ever came in here was for the old youth camp at Cedar Crest High School. That was a lot of fun. Had Mike Smith throwing down the dunks back in the day.
Smitty. Yep, we were the same grade. We grew up together playing basketball. Smitty and I played AAU leagues together and select leagues and middle school in Cedar Crest. Yeah. He lives in Montana now, living the Montana dream out in the middle of nowhere. He still says he can dunk. I don't think he can still dunk. But he's pretty adamant that he can. But yeah, that dude could sky. In middle school, he could touch the top of the backboard. It was crazy.
All right, 3 minutes left here on the halftime clock as the Bulldogs are back out of the locker room, getting warmed up.
Taking a little pause in the action here right before we start the second half. JJ is running over to the scorers table to get some stats to share with y'all. Everybody loves stats. See who the leading scorers are. And the stat of the evening so far, of course, is there was four travels called in the first half. So it's good to know. Refs, teaching the fundamentals, letting kids know you can't travel until you get to the NBA. Then in the NBA, you can do whatever you want. Three steps, four steps, as long as it looks cool, you're good to go. Cedar Crest has come out of the locker room, making their way onto the court here. Looks like they're having a little powwow. Talking about strategy. They got their eyes here on the Foster team. Talking about who's going to D up with who, I believe. But But coming back out here, second half, got about a minute till halftime's over. Once again, the score is Cedar Crest 33, Foster 43. 10 points. Coach Ayers, I'm sure, has a good game plan here to try to keep the boys in it, make up some of these points.
All right, counting down the halftime clock here. Got some halftime stats. Tyler Hall with one for the Red Wolves. Sam Emery with six. Landon Swenson with 8 points. Colton Pipes put in four. Zach Mueller has two. And Josh Moore leads the way with 12.
The freshman.
Game high 12 for the freshman Moore. Tanner Simpson leads the way for the Bulldogs with 11. Majir Rigney and Kadar Abdullahi each with 8. Kevasena with 6. And Amir Hussein has checked in with 2 points in the first half for Foster. As they lead 43-33. As we get ready for the second half here at Cedar Crest High School, it'll be the Red Wolves inbounding the ball.
Looks like they're going, Coach Eric's going with the bigger bodies here to start up the second half.
It'll be Moore, Emery, Swenson, Davenport, and Hall, the senior for Cedar Crest. Hussein, Abdullahi, Kevasena, Majir Rigney, and Ridian Battersby for the Bulldogs. Hall leaves his feet on the dribble, and that's going to be a quick foul.
There you go.
That's going to go against number 21, Kevasena. And that is maybe his fifth?
Fifth?
No, that's his third, excuse me. Sounded the buzzer there, and they called ref over to the scorer's table. Needed to get a clarification on something, but that'll be three on Senna. Moore inbounds to Davenport. Ball's knocked away. Davenport regathers. Looks inside for Swenson. Swenson, dribble around, handoff to Emery. Emery kicks to Moore. Moore, pump fake. Nothing there. Looking for Davenport on the low block. Davenport pushed out by Kadar Abdullahi on the defense. Spins, feeds, Hall, layup off the glass. Good. Inside of 10 points now, 43-35. It's an 8-point lead for Foster, the closest Cedar Crest has been in some time as the Bulldogs push the ball across half court. It'll be Amir Hussein dribbling, breaking down the defense. Quick feed, easy two. Kadar Abdullahi now with 10 points.
Perfect execution right there.
Broke down the defense with the dribble for the quick two. Josh Moore brings it back across for the Red Wolves. Landon Swenson didn't see the defender. That was Rigney. He knocked it away from behind on the help. Gathered by Battersby. Hussein brings it across between the legs, dribble, trying to get away from Emery, can't do it. Kicks it back out top to Rigney. Rigney now going to work against Hall with 19 on the shot clock. High screen comes from Abdullahi. Switch in defense, kick to the corner, three ball, good. Keba Senna up to 9 now. Inbound stolen away by Senna.
Can't be doing that.
Quick 5, and the lead is back to 15. Moore inbounds to Emery as Foster picks up the man-to-man defense full court. Moore dribble drive all the way down, quick feed and a quick two from Landon Swenson off the glass. On the assist from Moore. Ball into the front court. Rigney for three off the back iron. Gathered by Hall.
That's a good move.
Hall dribbles to the three-point line. Low feed, bounce pass, Davenport off the glass and in.
Easy basket.
Quick four for the Red Wolves, and it's 50-39 with 6 minutes on the third quarter clock. Seba, dribble, feed, Battersby, not close.
Brick.
Over the rim, barely off the backboard, didn't reset the shot clock. Seba on the feed, not there. That's knocked out of bounds by Landon Swenson. It's going to stay here, Foster basketball. 50-39 with 5:47 left on the third quarter clock. It's going to be Battersby inbounding. Red Wolves in the man-to-man defense. Ball out top to Majir Rigney. Works the screen to get away from Emery. Bounce pass, three on the shot clock. Feed out, Ridian Battersby for another three. That one's no good off the back iron. Rebound down to Hall. Swiped again by the Bulldogs and no call. And they're going to call the timeout to Coach Ayers. Timeout called from the bench. The referee up in the front court was able to hear that call as Cedar Crest gathered the basketball. That's going to be a full timeout for the Red Wolves here.
They need a full timeout. Yeah, this Foster D is They're just swarming. Second the ball, try to inbound. They're all over it.
Red Wolves secure the possession, avoid another turnover here from that pestering Foster defense, as you said, Morgan. They have been all over the place. A lot of long athletes on this Foster team. They bring a lot of help, play a little bit of an unorthodox style, a little bit of a freelance style.
Yeah.
You can see guys, when they see an opportunity, they're going to go ahead and try to make that play.
Totally.
And they're athletic enough to do it. That has been the key tonight.
It's definitely been working out for them thus far. Yeah, you got to Senior Crest has got to get that ball up the court a lot quicker. Have somebody come to half court or something. Have a passing it. Pass out.
All right, here we come out of the timeout. It is Josh Moore inbounding. Bulldogs are going to pick up full court defense again. Ball comes into Hall on the sideline. Dribbles turned away by Rigney. Double team
there
comes from Seba.
Nice.
Senna. Dribbled by Moore, and he dribbled it away. Taken away by Amir Hussein. All the way to the cup. Knocked away by Hall, but the rebound and follow is good by Ridian Battersby. 52-39, 5-11 and counting. Emery quickly into the front court, looks for Swenson, and that's going to go. 52-41, Foster leads with 5 minutes. Again, we go back into the front court, up and down pace here. That's going to be deflected away off the hands of Kadar Abdullahi and over to the Red Wolves with 4:59 here on the third quarter clock.
This is a chance right here. They need to get some points.
Pressure defense extended again by Foster. Moore looking for somewhere to inbound. Finds Hall. Hall looks to work at a ball across. Gets it over the half court line. Screen from Davenport, and a shot from Hall is not going to go off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Foster. Ball quickly into the front court on the feed. Three balls, not going to go. Rebound to the Bulldogs. Kick back out. Mijer Rigney. That was sent on the miss as Rigney works the dribble against Sam Emery. Fresh 30 for the Bulldogs. Ball screen comes, and it is Rigney on the drive. Not going to go. Davenport fights for the rebound and deflects over to Hall. Cedarcrest into the front court. Emery dribbles the ball across the timeline. High screen, kick to Hall. Hall dribbles in, looks for the layup. It is knocked away. That's going to stay here with Cedarcrest with 20 on the shot clock. We're going to get a couple substitutions here as Brody Grapp comes back into the game for Hall.
Oh, my dude's back in.
Tanner Simpson and Michael Hostin back in for the Bulldogs as Battersby and Rigney take seats. Inbound comes, and that shot's not going to go. Rebound down to Simpson, quickly into the front court on the diagonal pass, and that's a two from Hostin.
That's tough.
Simpson and Hostin, the two new players into the game, connect quickly to push the lead back to 54-41 for Foster. Cedarcrest trying to get the ball out of the front court, back court, and they cannot do it. Taken away again by Hussein. Senna dribbles down the baseline, kick out to Simpson. Shot fake, three ball, good. Tanner Simpson.
This full court press is impressive.
Moore works against the pressure. Get to the middle for Davenport. Davenport, ball above the head, across the timeline to Emery. Emery, dribble drive, left side. Nothing there. Feed to Grapp. Grapp, floater up off the rim and backboard. No good. Offensive rebound down to the Red Wolves, and it's thrown away. Taken away again, and the layup is good for Amir Hussein. Michael Hostin on the steal and the feed, and it is 59-41 with 3:07 and counting, and we are going to get another Cedarcrest timeout.
Yeah, you got to take a timeout there.
As that lead has been pushed out again now to 18, biggest lead of the night for the Bulldogs.
That full court press is mean. They got four guys on one side of the court. All very athletic and long, like you mentioned. That's tough. I remember getting caught in full court traps, and that's another thing that doesn't feel good. And it definitely debilitates you, too, you know? Kind of brings the morale down on the team when you can't get the ball even across the half court, right?
Absolutely. A lot of turnovers for the Red Wolves tonight. Don't have an official count for you, but I do know it's been a lot, Morgan. Cedarcrest still with 41 points. Offense, as far as the ball going through the bucket, has not really been the problem for Cedarcrest, but 59 points, way too many.
Yeah.
Only partway here through the third quarter to allow. And like you said, Morgan, it's been that. The turnovers turning into points has been a real problem.
Yeah, Foster's controlling the game. You know, they're controlling the speed of the game, the action of the game. They're controlling the ball.
Red Wolves will look for a way to dictate a little pace and tempo of their own here as they throw the ball in with 3:06 coming out of the timeout. It'll be Grapp, Emery, Moore, Mueller, and Swenson for the Red Wolves. Grapp into the front court to Emery. Double team comes right away again. Emery pivots around, and it's stolen away again by Foster. Ball up, Kebesena, layup off the glass, around and good. Michael Hostin with another takeaway. The sophomore has come in and provided some nice energy off the bench for the Bulldogs. Dribbled again, Emery off the legs. Collected by Moore, deflected away, another steal. Senna, layup, good. 63-41, 2:40 and counting left on the third quarter clock. Full court trap, ball's thrown away. Hostin again, steal, layup, no good. Offensive rebound, Abdullahi off the glass and no good. Ball is deflected around and out of bounds, and it's going to go over to Cedar Crest.
Yeah, that's what was
Colton Pipe into the game now, coming in for Sam Emery.
3 turnovers in 30 seconds. Got to limit that.
Looks like Rigney is going to re-enter the game also for the Bulldogs.
Well, that's not what Cedar Crest needs.
Inbound from Pipe here. Rudy Grapp looks to work the ball, works it back around. Pipe throws the ball opposite. Moore gets it across the timeline. Moore, shot fake, pass, in. Swenson, drive, turnaround, layup, no good. Foster collects the rebound and is thrown away. Colton Pipe on the steal. Bounce pass to Mueller. Up and no good, but he draws the foul.
There we go. There's a little bit of light right there.
2:10 left here on the third quarter clock. 63-41 Foster, and Zach Mueller is going to go to the line for a pair.
You know, it's plays like that when you're getting dominated on full court press, when you actually make it through, you got to remember how you did that. And try to recreate it. Because that was perfect. They made it right through the full court press and got a good shot off. Oh, coach is warned.
Got a bench warning on the Bulldogs here. As Mueller prepares to take the first free throw.
I don't know what he's yelling about. They're up by 22.
First free throw off the back iron and out for Mueller. Mueller dribbles, prepares for the second free throw. Up and no good, but we're going to get a lane violation. Free throw line violation there on the Bulldogs, and Mueller's going to get another.
Man, you never see those anymore either.
Mueller dribbles. Going to look to knock one down here and split the pair on the extra shot. Yeah. Off the front iron, no good. Swenson fights for the rebound, but it goes around and out to the Bulldogs. Ball's up into the front court. Layup, and the foul is good. Kadar Abdullahi once again.
Fundamentally, this Foster team's really good. They make easy shots. I don't think I've seen them maybe miss two easy shots in this whole game. They're really taking advantage of their opportunities.
Free throw up and good for Abdullahi.
Hey, but the Seacrest fans are into it.
66-41 Foster as they extend the pressure again. Ball back to Swenson. Yeah.
That's not how you break the full court.
Refs have definitely allowed more contact in this half as well, Morgan. Looked like you could have got a foul call there on the swipe.
Oh, I would definitely.
You could hear it from here.
That, yeah.
Rez now is going to check back into the game as Brody Grapp takes a seat.
Good job, Brody.
1:57 left here on the third quarter clock. 66-41, Foster leads.
Bulldogs ball coming in.
Rez now picks up Simpson, and he's going to get called for a quick foul.
Yeah, you can't rush him like that.
His first team's third.
13 foul on the Red Wolves. First on Reznow as Foster takes the ball sideline out of bounds. Fresh 30 on the shot clock for the Bulldogs. Leading here by 25 in the third quarter. Ball thrown into the backcourt as Reznow picks up again. Hostin this time dribbles across the timeline. Between the legs, dribble drive, turned away. The help side, Moore. Ball goes out to Simpson. Simpson between the legs. Step back.
Travel.
Three balls going to go, but they're going to call the travel.
That's five.
The Foster crowd doesn't like it, but that's the right call, Morgan.
Yeah, I would agree. Oh, the ref's going over there to let them know that, hey, I'm right. He definitely took a little extra skip there. But, you know, hell of a shot.
Foster going to pick up the pressure again as Pipe looks to inbound. Ball comes into Reznow. Reznow above the head. Ball is knocked away. Taken away again. It's going to be Abdullahi collecting it in the front court. Kicks across opposite side to Rigney. Rigney down along the side. Three ball on the way. No good from Kebasena. Pulled down by Mueller. Mueller goes to Moore as the Bulldogs extend the pressure again. Moore goes to Pipe. Pipe back to the middle. Cedarcrest over the timeline to Mueller. Ball's knocked away. Collected by Pipe. Pipe dribbles in. Free throw line. Pump fake. Jumper off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound knocked around down to Moore. To Mueller. Putback's no good. Ball's knocked away again, and we're going to get a foul on Cedarcrest here on the loose ball. Going to get a foul on the loose ball on the Red Wolves. This ball's going to go over to the Bulldogs here with 1:06 left. Call goes against number 10, Landon Swenson. His third foul. Cedarcrest with no more to give here in the period. Ball comes quickly across. Three balls, no good. Reznow collects the rebound off the Rigney miss. Into the front court. Layup by Mueller off the front irons. Falls away. Reznow pulls it down, off the glass and good. 2 points for Hugh Reznow. First bucket of the night for the senior. As Rigney throws it into the front court, 66-43, Foster lead with 44 seconds and counting on the third quarter clock. Ball is tied up along the near sideline. And it looks like we're gonna have a foul call. That's gonna go against Reznow again. His second, and it is going to be Hostin at the line for two.
Cedarcrest fans are still in it.
First shot is up and good. 67-43 Foster lead as Tyler Hall checks back into the game for Swenson. Referee is having a little conversation with Austin here. He's gotten a little dialogue with the Cedarcrest fans a couple of times. He prepares for the second free throw. Spins the ball in his hand, bends the knees, up and good. 68-43, Foster leads. 40.7 seconds left and counting on the third quarter clock as the Bulldogs will finally relent the pressure. Trap at the half court as the ball comes across. Kick back to the middle, Tyler Hall. Hall looks for Pipe on the side. Pipe, skip pass to Hall. Hall, dribble, jump step, layup, off the glass, no good. Pulled down by Senna. Senna throws it ahead and too far for Majir Rigney. That's going to go out of bounds. Back to Cedarcrest with 21.2 left here on the third quarter clock. Colton Pipe inbounds. Josh Moore is going to bring it across the timeline for the Red Wolves with 19 seconds and counting. Trap comes from the Bulldogs. Moore works the ball up the sideline. Kicks it back to Pipe in the middle. Pipe dribbling. Turned away by Simpson. Pipe over to Hall. Hall into the corner for Reznow. Three ball.
There you
good.
Go.
68-46 as
steal.
Josh Moore steals the inbound. Gets
hit
it off the Pipe for
nice.
A three ball at the buzzer, and that's going to go. Quick 6 points for Cedarcrest in the last 5 seconds makes it 68-49 here as the third quarter ends.
Well,
it's going to be a 19-point lead as the Bulldogs go in there. Quick six from Cedarcrest to close the period, but Foster definitely dominated that quarter, Morgan.
Oh, without a doubt. But, hey, that was a good little exchange of threes there at the end. I think that's a little motivation for the Red Wolves here coming out to the last quarter of the evening. But 19 points, that's going to be quite the hurdle to try to get over unless a lot changes.
Good flurry from the Red Wolves to finish the quarter for sure, Morgan, and definitely looking for some things to build on here as we close out this last quarter. I know from being inside these conversations, when you get to this point in the game, sometimes the conversation becomes, can we win the next possession? Can we win the next minute? Can we win this quarter?
Totally.
not that there are any moral victories, but the opportunity to go out and win a quarter is still there.
Well, definitely. It builds towards the next game and reduces the amount you lose by, hopefully.
Always good to get some building blocks, get some good momentum, and like you said earlier, build those successful habits.
Totally.
See things happen the right way, the way that they need to happen to be successful. All right, here we go. Fourth quarter about to get underway, and it'll be Foster inbounding, sideline out of bounds, layups. No, not going to go for Tanner Simpson. Rebound collected by Abdullahi is up and good. 70-49, Foster leads. Colton Pipe with the pump fake as they try. Red Wolves try to get the ball across. Goes back to Moore. Moore, pump fake, looking for Hall on the long pass. Hall, dribble drive, kick. Reznow, pump fake, shot, blocked. Rigney knocked that. Reznow saved it to Pipe. Pipe in the middle to Mueller, up and good. 70-51, Foster leads. Bulldogs bring the ball back across. Reznow picks up the defense, and he's going to get called for another quick foul. That's going to be three on Hugh Reznow. First on the Red Wolves here in the fourth quarter. 7:23 left on the game clock. Bulldog's going to throw the ball inbounds here. Baseline underneath. Ball comes into Hostin. He dribbles around Reznow. Shot up off the glass and iron. No good. Put back. No good. Again. Knocked away. Abdullahi collects the ball again. No good. Tip won't go. Collected by Colton Pipe. Pipe out to Moore. Moore looks to push the tempo. Dribble. Pass. Mueller. Shot fake. Layup. Won't go. That's collected by Simpson, who pushes the ball quickly ahead for the Bulldogs. Simpson, layup all the way. Easy money, 72-51. Foster extends the lead. Josh Moore on the dribble. Across the timeline, picked up by Kevin Senna. And Senna's going to get called for the foul on the block. The Foster bench doesn't like it, but that's a foul all day. Got a bump and a displacement. It's an easy call.
Close to fouling out.
Ball comes in quickly to Moore. Moore, layup, no good, but the foul this time on Simpson on the shot. Moore's going to go to the free throw line for two as the foul is going to go against number five, Tanner Simpson for the Bulldogs. That's his third. Second on Foster here in the quarter as the lefty freshman steps to the line for two. First one is up and no good off the front iron. Amir Hussein back in for the Bulldogs. Second free throw up for Moore is good. 72-52, Foster leads as they throw the ball in. Tyler Hall picks up the defense for Cedar Crest as Tanner Simpson brings it across. Quickly around on the dribble. Bounce pass feed, stolen away. Josh Moore.
Here's a fast break.
Here comes Moore on the break. Layup is up and no good. Right hand finish wouldn't go. That's going to go over to Foster on the out-of-bounds. Simpson over the half-court line on the dribble for the Bulldogs as they bring it into the front court. Simpson dribbles up. Layup won't go, but he's going to get the foul. He's going to get the foul, and Tanner Simpson's going to go to the line. That foul is going to go against Mueller. That's his fourth. As Simpson steps to the line with 6:17 left and a 20-point lead. First free throw is good. 73-52, Foster leads. As Simpson prepares for the second. Up and good. 74-52, Foster leads. Mueller throws it inbound for the Red Wolves. Ball comes to the side to Moore. Moore dribbles across through the pressure. Picked up by Simpson. Behind the back dribble. Moore. Moore wants something to happen.
Yeah, they got to get some movement going here.
Spreading out. Spin dribble. That is knocked away. Abdullahi on the steal. Hostin on the break. That's knocked away by Mueller. Collected by Hostin. Back out top to Mijer Rigney. And we're going to get a Foster timeout. Timeout by the Bulldogs here. 5:54 left on the fourth quarter clock. Foster leading 74 52. Coach Shoer is having a word with the freshman right now. Definitely a lot of frustration throughout the night for the Red Wolves, no doubt about that, Morgan.
Well, for the freshman there, you know, he's a freshman, and he's got a lot being asked of him, I feel like, this game especially, bringing the ball up the court in this incredibly pressure-tense full-court press that they got going on at Foster. I mean, I can't imagine when I was a freshman playing basketball, I wouldn't want, that's not where I'd want to be.
Huge ask, no doubt. Know? Huge ask on
so
all the guards.
For being a freshman at this in this level and playing in the team like this, I give the kid props. But that one fast break that Cedar Crest just had here, where he took the ball to the hoop, and they're not filling lanes. Right, they were all congested down in the key there. I feel like there's definitely some things here that Cedar Crest could take from this game and learn from it.
Absolutely. All right, Foster's going to throw the ball inbounds here with 5:54 left in the game. Ball comes into Abdullahi. Layup over Mueller is good. 76-52, Foster leads. Sam Emery brings the ball across for Cedar Crest. And It's thrown away. Looking to the wing. Pass stolen. Amir Hussein all the way. Left-handed layup off the window and in. 78-52, another steal, another bucket for the Bulldogs. Again, turning defense into offense. Colton Pite pushes it across against the defense now. Looking for the pass into the elbow, stolen away. Hussein into the front court, layup, not going to go. Rebound down to Rigney. Rigney skips the ball across, looking for Simpson. Simpson, bounce pass inside, knocked away, and that's going to go over to the Red Wolves.
I can't believe Foster's still full court pressing. They're up by 26.
Seems like an opportunity, Morgan, from a coaching perspective, to sink into that half-court defense and work on things. But
yeah.
I do think the Bulldogs are the kind of team that, you know, is going to kind of play to their strengths and
be
who they are.
Well, they're here to put Cedar Crest to bed, that's for sure.
Definitely a team that has not fared well beyond that district level. Not any regional or state success to speak of for the Bulldogs anytime in recent history. And that could be one of the things, Morgan, that you think about when you have a chance to work on a weakness as opposed to continue to exploit a strength. And I think Foster finding themselves as one of those teams over the years that when they come up against those tougher matchups, find themselves unable to get the job done.
Yeah.
Precisely for that reason. Well, this Foster team has put on a good show tonight. Definitely.
Oh, they definitely have. But also, Cedar Crest doesn't have everybody healthy.
Right.
So that definitely plays into it, of course.
This Bulldog team, not really a contender in the 2A ranks. Ball's knocked away there on the fast break by Colton Pipe. Into the front court, Sam Emery. No look pass. Davenport feeds.
Grab. Yeah, Brody.
It's good. Woo! Off the window. 78-54, Foster leads. Pipe picks up the defense here with 4:17 on the game clock and counting. Ball over to the side. Toms picked up by Grapp. Back to Rigney. Reznow on the defense. Step back. Three-pointer. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Grapp.
Yeah,
Grapp
good board, Brody.
Grapp works the ball ahead. Looking for Reznow. Nothing there. That ball's
going
to fly out of bounds. That's going to go back over to the Bulldogs. Micah James Wiley into the game for the first time now for the Bulldogs. Ramiko Toms picked up by Moore. That's knocked away. Cedar Crest with the steal. Davenport collects, feeds Emery. Drive, kick, pipe, three-pointer. No good. Rattles out. Rebound collected by the Bulldogs, and they'll bring the ball back across half court. Coming the other way. Feed into the corner. Number 30, that's Micah James Wiley. First action of the night. Three ball goes for the freshman, Micah James Wiley.
He was on the JV team.
Malachi Bowden also in the game now for Foster. Three ball from Emery the other way, not going to go. Amir Hussein dribbles into the front court. That ball's knocked away. Emery collects for Cedar Crest. 3:08 on the clock. Emery looks for Davenport. Davenport, feed down low for Moore. Moore, Reznow, step back, three-pointer, no good, off the rim. Amir Hussein collects the rebound and pushes into the front court for the Bulldogs. Between the legs dribble over on the side. Hostin working down the baseline, feeds the ball opposite, three-pointer, no good. That was Malachi Bowden on the three. Reznow with the board down to
we got numbers.
Moore feeding for Davenport. Lefty layup's going to go. 81-56, 2:35 here on the fourth quarter clock. Amir Hussein throws it into the front court. James Wiley, no good, off the rim. A little bit of a pickup atmosphere to this game now, Morgan.
Oh, definitely. Oh!
Davenport with the dunk off the feed on the fast break.
The big man.
The big man with
down.
The slam. 81-58.
Boom shakalaka. That's what I came for. Nice.
Toms and Hostin throw it back and forth up top. Hostin now with the between the legs dribble and finds Bowden on the back cut for a layup. Nice move from the sophomore. Excuse me, the freshman, Malachi Bowden. Colton Pipe, layup, no good. Rebound collected by the Bulldogs, and they'll push into the front court again. Behind the back dribble, Hostin feeds. Bowden collects, back out top. Amir Hussein over to Wiley. Armiko Toms, full second unit in for the Bulldogs now. Step back three, no good. Rebound comes down to Davenport.
Oh!
Thrown ahead by Moore, and that's stolen away. Back to the Bulldogs again. Scramble out for the ball at half court. Ball's knocked back, and Foster calls timeout.
Yeah, this is turned into some gym rat ball for sure.
Up and down, would not even begin to describe it now. Morgan, like you said, it's looking a little bit like the run at 24-hour fitness right now.
But with the score being 58-83, let them play, I guess.
Got that full second unit in for the Bulldogs. It's got some reserves in for the Red Wolves as well as we wind this game down. 25-point lead. Foster in front comfortably. They have controlled the tempo and the action all night, as you said, Morgan.
I think that's the biggest thing is the tempo they've controlled. They've controlled it all night. The fast break points is a killer. And you mentioned it multiple times. They're fast, athletic, long. They have their arms up the whole time on defense. That full court press is brutal because of that. You know, their arms are up, waving, filling a lot of space.
Absolutely. Foul here on Moore off the sideline out of bounds. That's going to be the freshman Malachi Bowden now stepping to the line for two shots for Foster. 1:19 left here on the game clock.
Yeah, this kid was playing in the JV game too.
First free throw is up and out. Does not fall for Bowden. Second free throw is up and rattles out.
Two bricks.
Collected by Davenport. Davenport kicks it as Cedar Crest brings it into the front court. Samuel Emery works the sideline dribble. Now looking for Davenport in the corner. Davenport collects, feeds. Ball is deflected and out of bounds by Romico Toms. That's going to stay here with the Red Wolves with 1:06 on the game clock. Colton Pipe's going to inbound. Ball comes in to Grapp. Oh. Brody Grapp around and out.
Good
rebound
shot,
down to Bowden. Bowden throws it ahead for Toms. Toms down the baseline. Throws the ball opposite. Ball is deflected back out to
it, buddy.
Colton Pipe with the steal. Oh. And he stepped out of bounds. 49.8 left, and this ball is going to go back to the Bulldogs up 83-58. Here looking to close out the game and the win. .8 left here on the game clock as Foster throws the ball inbounds. Final 37 seconds here. Hostin on the dribble drive, and that goes. Moore dribbles across half court between the legs. Looks for Grapp on the wing. Grapp, dribble drive, through, kick, pipe from three. That's not going to go off the front iron. And that's going to be another foul on Moore. Looking for the deflection there. 20 seconds left.
It's good ball movement there, though.
85-58. Foster leads. And the Bulldogs will throw it in here, and looks like they're just going to hold the ball and run out the final 15 seconds and counting now on what looks like it will be an 85-58 win. Final few seconds dribbling out here as the teams prepare to shake hands and close out this one. That will do it. 85-58 is the final here from the Wolf Den at Cedar Crest High School tonight, where it is the visitors, the Foster Bulldogs, who pick up the victory.
The big W.
Thank you for joining us on Valley 104.9 FM, our first broadcast of Cedar Crest basketball.
It was an honor, buddy. Thanks for setting it up.
Thanks for sharing the air with me, Morgan. Look forward to being back on the air soon.
Saturday, right?
Looking to be back on Saturday. 7:15 is the next game here. Yeah. Back inside the Wolf Den, it'll be Cedar Crest taking on the visiting Interlake Saints, closing out the regular season as Coach Joe Ayer's squad prepares to head into the district tournament.
And hopefully have a more positive outcome on Saturday.
Thank you very much for joining us. Have
all
a
right.
great night.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for listening, y'all. Go Red Wolf.